Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
So I'll give you the rundown. St. Ed's 1 are the first boat we'll have coming down, then Homerton 2, Jesus 3, Christ 3, Darwin 2, Fitzwilliam 2, Peterhouse 2, Hughes Hall 2, Kings 2, Queens 3, Selwyn 3, Pembroke 4, Clare 3, Murray Edwards 3, Trinity Hall 3, LMBC 3, Robinson 2, and Sydney Sussex 3, the 18th boat. And the start time has just gone, and they're making their way down towards me. A little bit of delay at the start of this. We heard over the radio because that was because Darwin boat, they were checking it out. They thought it was perhaps not safe enough for it to row, but I'm presuming it is rowing. We'll see when it comes past. So here comes St. Ed's 1, is the first one, rowing nicely, keeping good pace, but losing station ever so slightly on Homerton 2, although having said that, Homerton 2 just lost synchrony in their rowing there, and they've dropped back again. So St. Ed's go past me, followed by Homerton 2, and then followed behind them by Jesus 3. After that is Christ 3, who looks to be catching Jesus very quickly indeed. There's a lot of perhaps two lengths between Homerton and Jesus, and then between Christ 3 and Darwin 2. That's a quarter of a length between them. There'll be a bump there down on Grassy Corner. We've then got a big gap. I'm expecting that because Darwin 2 have bumped Fitz 2. That was expected. Darwin 2 went down yesterday and are looking for spoons by the sounds of things. After that, it's Peterhouse 2 rowing along. And then it's Hughes Hall 2. I'm going to throw down to Lydia on Grassy Corner. Lydia, have you got anything going on there at the moment?
Hi Benedict, St Edmunds are just coming round the corner, followed by Homerton quite closely. They've got whistles on St Edmunds, that's Homerton W2 on Edmunds W1. Currently around about half to a quarter of a length as they come around first post corner. I can see the boat behind them, which is Jesus, seems to have stopped rowing and pulling over perhaps, or something's happened. So they may have been caught by Christ W3, but coming past me now and taking it towards overlap is Homerton W2 on St Edmunds W1, and I think that a bump is relatively imminent. They're closing down every stroke. Eddies are looking a little bit panicked as we come round Grassy. It will all depend on this crucial racing line coming round Grassy Corner. Edmunds are going quite tightly. They seem to have opened up a little bit of a gap on the Homerton crew behind them, so we have no bump yet at Grassy. But Homerton are keeping the pressure on St Edmunds as they take that racing line, both following very tight lines around Grassy Corner, and St Edmunds are holding them off quite bravely. Homerton has taken a slightly worse line. Back to you, Benedict.
Okay, I've just had Kings 2 and Hughes Hall 2 come past. Kings 2 really gaining on Hughes Hall 2. We'll expect a bump there around Grassy or perhaps on the Plough Reach. So I'll get back down to you for that in a second. Queens 3 go past me, and then followed way behind by Selwyn 3. So there's maybe three or four boat lengths between them. And again, holding station, though, with Pembroke 4. After that, it's tricky to see here because of the crowds, but it looks like Clare 3 have bumped out. They've been bumped by Murray Edwards 3, and the next that I'm seeing is Trinity Hall 3, followed by LMBC 3. Back to you, Lydia.
Benedict, I've just seen Kings have just bumped the boat in front of them, which are pulling into the bank, so that is looking like it should be Peterhouse. No, it shouldn't. It should be Hughes Hall. So Kings have just bumped Hughes Hall just before Grassy. I can see Queens coming behind them, who are trying to clear out the way. They're followed by Selwyn, who are... Yep, over to you.
Hi, sorry. I'm on Ditton Corner here, and I've just seen coming around into Ditton Corner, St Edmunds W1 have just been bumped by Homerton. It was called just straight in front of the plough there, and they're now pulling over. Back to you, Lydia.
All right, yep, Queens W3 are just rowing past me now. They look set to row over because they've got nothing in front of them at the moment, and Selwyn are a couple of boat lengths behind them now. Their bank party are just cheering them on, trying to keep them motivated for the row over that is ahead of them. Behind them, so Kings are trying to clear the river, but they seem to be causing more of an obstacle than they should be, which is slowing down Selwyn and Pembroke, who are trying to come through and row through. Kings are kind of blocking the river a little bit, which is causing Pembroke to have to cause some impressive steering by the coxes and weave their way through this carnage just before Grassy. So that has meant that Selwyn have managed to open up the gap that was closing between them and Pembroke as they go round Grassy Corner. So there's now about 2 boat lengths between Pembroke and Selwyn as they come round Grassy Corner. What else can you see at Spiffin?
Hi there, I'm just Peterhouse W2 are just rowing past. They've just overtaken St Edmunds and Homerton's, where they pulled over at the side of the river. Queen's W3 is still not in sight, so it looks set that Peterhouse will row over quite leisurely with a lot of space between them and the next boat. Now Queens are just coming into sight. They look like they've got an excellent pace on there, but like I said, the chances of catching up with Peterhouse now are pretty slim. Any more at Grassy Corner, Lydia?
I've just got Robinson W2 just kind of leisurely rowing past. There's nothing really bothering them behind, and nothing very much in front. They're looking like they're setting a good rhythm. Casual line around Grassy, pretty tight around the corner. Behind them, I can see Sydney Sussex W3 also rowing relatively neatly as they come up the gut towards Grassy Corner. Is anything else happening at Sydney?
Queen's W3 are just rowing past now. They've just passed the plough. There is around, I would say, 4 boat lengths between them and Selwyn W3. So they're making an excellent line around the inside of Ditton. They don't seem worried at all. There's lots of smiles. They can see that Selwyn is far away. Oh, and Selwyn is being gained on by Pembroke. There is around a boat length between them, and Pembroke looks to be setting up the pace as Selwyn look slightly wobbly coming past the plough here. But they're taking a good line, coming round through the middle of Ditton Corner and opening the gap up between them and Pembroke. It's now at 2 boat lengths. Pembroke pushed to try and get that bump, but doesn't look like it's going to happen here. But we'll see how it goes on the straight of the long reach. Andy, can you see anything yet?
Yeah, thank you, Emma. I'm standing here on the middle of the long reach. When I look up to my left, I can see the end of the distance corner, and coming past me now are Peterhouse 2. So all the top 6 boats already bumped out. Peterhouse, it's quite windy down here on the long reach, so it's going to be hard for them to maintain their rhythm, maintain their balance. But Peterhouse 2, they have got a huge gap behind them, so they're taking it fairly easily. Obviously, Hughes and Kings have bumped out behind them. A long way behind Peterhouse, we have Queen. They've just come into my sight now. For the moment, we'll go back up to you, Emma, at Ditton.
Hi there, yes, I can just see Robinson W2 entering Ditton Corner now, taking quite a good pace, despite the fact that Sydney Sussex W3 is still not in.
Oh, sounds like we might have lost Emma there. Andy, are you down on the long reach?
That's right, I'm down on the long reach, and there are 3 boats which are in my view now. So Queen's 3, Selwyn 3, and Pembroke 4. And Queen's 3, who are going past me.
Chance of them bumping Robinson.
They've got quite a large gap over Selwyn 3.
Probably about three and a half boat lengths.
However, I think they are being affected slightly by the wind, struggling to maintain their rhythm. I can see a couple of the oars ladies slightly out of time. Behind them, though, there's Selwyn, who are being pushed hard by Pembroke. I would say at the moment Pembroke are on station, so it's about a length and a half as they would have started. This is going to be interesting. At the moment, I would say Selwyn are doing enough to hold them up. And I think that gap is widening, probably about 2 lengths now, as we're about halfway down the reach. In fact, that gap is widening right in front of my eyes. It's 2.5 lengths. So I think that Queens are going to row over and Selwyn are going to row over. I can't see there being any more bumps. Going back up the long reach, I can see Robinson, a long, long way behind Pembroke, because obviously Clare and Murray Edwards have bumped out. And Trinity Hall and LMBC also appear to have bumped out. So Robinson, no one in front of them, and no one behind them, as I can see, until Sydney Sussex just come round the corner now. And Sydney Sussex were the sandwich boat. They are absolutely miles behind Robinson. There is definitely not going to be a bump there. So it looks as if we are all going to row over. Benedict, if we can go back to you for the results, for the rundown, and then if you could just come back to me and I will confirm that everyone did row over in the end.
How bad are you?
Okay, so this is, as we called it, St. Edmunds 1, bumped by Homerton 2. Jesus 3, bumped by Christ 3. Darwin 2, bumped very early on by Fitzwilliam 2. Peterhouse 2 will row over because Hughes Hall 2 bumped by Kings 2, and there's a lot of space between them and Queens 3, who look also set to row over. Selwyn 3 and Pembroke 4, despite looking close earlier on as they went into the gut, it looks like they'll both row over as well, although we will confirm that with Andy. Clare 3 bumped by Murray Edwards 3, Trinity Hall 3 bumped by LMB 3, Robinson 2 row over, and Sydney Sussex 3 also. Quite a slow boat, that one, rowing over. Andy?
Yeah, just to confirm, I'm down by the railway bridge now, which is the finishing point for the bottom nine in this division. And just to confirm, Queens, Selwyn and Pembroke have all rowed over. And then, as expected, Robinson, they're rowing over a bit now, and a long, long way, about halfway down the region. Sydney Sussex, they will row over in a minute.
97.2,
your city,
your Cam FM.